free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
The nature of the deception is so vast, so deep, so intense, and so comprehensive that the truth is dangerous. It's dangerous to the establishment of lies, but more importantly, it's dangerous to an individual's perceptual template. For many of us, our entire worldview is built upon a flimsy foundation of lies, half-truths, and outright fabrications that act as anchors, locking the mind within perceptual constructs, false paradigms, and conceptual ideologies that become a person's very sense of what we courageously call reality. These thought forms, ideas about ourselves, beliefs, and opinions become our very identity. The truly terrifying thing to realize is that they are so often not even our own. They've been implanted in the mind throughout a lifetime of relentless social engineering, cultural conditioning, and repetitive hypnotic methodologies that eventually destroy a person's critical thinking capabilities, transforming the once unique individual into a docile, fully programmed, unquestioning automaton. Curiously, it is always the ones who are the most intensely brainwashed that could never even entertain the thought that what they've been taught to believe is largely a lie, that they've been deceived. They remain spellbound and vehemently deny anything that challenges their limited state of consciousness. So many exist within mental constructs that act as psychological holding cells, imprisoning the mind within limiting and disempowering belief systems that stifle the expansion of awareness and retard cognitive progression. When you reach a level of perception where you can examine the system from a detached and non-biased observational point of view, the whole mechanism appears as it is, absolutely insidious and yet ingenious at the same time. Is what we experience as reality confined by our limited perceptions? Is what is considered real limited to the five senses or to that which can be measured and categorized with advanced instrumentation? We perceive only a tiny sliver of reality through the five senses, and yet we are encouraged to see only the physical, never the non-physical, as the totality of existence and reality. The material world of shapes and forms is all that exists in this paradigm, and this limiting belief structure creates an imbalance of the psyche, heavily rooted in ego. The results are expressed so colorfully in the outer world in the form of calamity, chaos, disharmony, destruction, war, despair, and the widespread embracement of pure illogic that defies rational thought and reason. A bizarre and macabre clownish world is made manifest as a result, as the Earth more and more resembles a planetary lunatic asylum where the psychotic inmates have taken over and hold the rest of the prisoners hostage within the twisted systems they've created to corral and regiment human beings. As can be plainly observed, the vast majority simply go along with the programming, never having reached the level of expanded awareness necessary to see the forest for the trees. What is open and plainly visible remains hidden from the average thinking person as the mind operates on programmed autopilot. In any given culture or historical time frame, it is always only the very few that wake up to the nature of the illusory reality that's been hardwired and grafted within the hypnotized mind and superimposed upon the collective consciousness. They begin to see through the smoke and mirrors. No longer fixated upon the movie screen, they turn their focus and attention inward to the projector. They understand that in order to change what appears in the mirror, they must first change what is being reflected. French philosopher Henri Bergson summed this up perfectly when he said, "Fortunately, some are born with spiritual immune systems that sooner or later give rejection to the illusory worldview grafted upon them from birth through social conditioning. They begin sensing that something is amiss and start looking for answers. Inner knowledge and anomalous outer experiences show them a side of reality others are oblivious to, and so begins their journey of awakening. Each step of the journey is made by following the heart instead of following the crowd, and by choosing knowledge over the veils of ignorance. Throughout the ages, in any given time frame, there have always been a very small minority of people that see the control system for what it is. They reject external authority, and they maintain a far greater vision of the magnitude of the human soul. Like in the allegory of Plato's cave, they desperately try to show the sleepers the shadows cast upon the wall, only to be ostracized, condemned, outcasted, or even murdered. History, and even the present day, is not very kind to the cognitively advanced. They are a threat to the control structure, and they are usually dealt with very harshly. The system cannot have spiritually advanced people walking around out there planting seeds and spreading radical ideas concerning the expansion of human consciousness, or exposing the true nature of the prison paradigm. The system certainly cannot tolerate a free-thinking individual. It may catch on, and then everyone would want to do it. Reality has been hijacked, and the false imagery, the fictitious, poorly scripted narrative, must be constantly reinforced through various means to prop up the crumbling paradigm. This is the moment of exposure where the desperate attempts to maintain the illusion are failing, and the individual is forced to come face to face with their own tainted perceptions and worldviews, as well as the repressed trauma that is rising from the subconscious. If the trauma is embraced with humility, one can be healed. If it is rejected outright with stubborn egotism, one will be destroyed. Take a good hard look at the world all around you and realize that many billions will soon shatter due to their inability or unwillingness to face themselves. Rather, that trauma is projected outwards, and the visible result is the collapsing society we see falling into the dumpster of history once more. Yet again, the tired old drama plays out on the world stage, and humanity just sleeps on, ever oblivious to their part in the creation of reality. We first must realize that our perceptions, our very idea of reality, has been hijacked. Then, we may begin the process of restructuring our consciousness with the intent to create something new. It is either that, or we face extinction and perish.